In the name of God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, one God. Amen. Good morning. Isn't that a lovely morning to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. And I really enjoyed the choir and the angelic voices. So thank you, choir. It is a great joy to be here and worship with siblings in the one body of Jesus Christ at this beautiful Cathedral of St. Mark's. Ruba, Andrew, and I are grateful to be here and to be invited by the Bishop's Committee for Peace and Justice. And we are very grateful to the Dean of the Cathedral, Father Steve and Kathy, and the staff and vestry of St. Mark's for their warm welcome. I'm very glad to see my friend, Dr. Omar, from Ramallah. He made it this morning to be with us to worship. Thank you for visiting. We bring you the greetings from the Episcopal Diocese of Jerusalem, from Archbishop Hussam, Naum, and all the clergy and laity of the diocese. We in the diocese take pride in our relationship with the Diocese of Olympia and with all the work that you do on behalf of your brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. 23 years ago, the Bishop's Committee was formed to support Christian brothers and sisters in the Holy Land in their struggle to survive the social, cultural, and economic effects of a 56 years of military oppression. Supporting the dwindling Christian community in the Holy Land is integral to our Christian discipleship. As Christians, we are called to witness to the love of God in Jesus Christ, to witness, to stand for justice and truth, to succor the oppressed and the marginalized. Jesus inaugurates his ministry at the synagogue in Nazareth with these words: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Our baptismal covenant calls us to strive for justice and for peace, and to transform the world as it is into a world envisioned by God. I come to you today from a troubled land, a distressed community suffering under a vicious military control. Palestinian Christians are not recent converts, as many may think. Palestinian Christians trace their roots to the disciples of Jesus and to the day of Pentecost. Despite the many foreign powers that have occupied the Holy Land, the Christian community, the indigenous Christian community, continues to witness to God's love in word and in deed. However, The Christian community in the Holy Land has been in grave danger for the last 75 years. 100 years ago, Christians in the Holy Land comprised 14 to 15% of the whole Palestinian population. Today, after 75 years of political struggle and economic hardship, the number has dropped to less than 1%. The fact that the Holy Land may become vacant of its native Christians is very scary to all of us back home and should be to everyone who cares about the very birthplace of the Christian faith. Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories and the subjugation of the Palestinian people is a sin against God and against humanity. No individual and no community should be subjugated by force. Depriving humans of their freedom is against God's intention for God's beloved community. As followers of the Jesus movement, it is our duty to challenge powers of oppression. It is our duty to empower the oppressed until they receive their freedom. As the Palestinian struggle for peace and justice, they encounter obstacles, challenges, and impasses, like any other community struggling, and like the mission of the church sometimes struggling around. Whether we face indifference, obliviousness, misconceptions, incompetence, hopelessness, self-interest, unwillingness to disturb others, or the status quo, these challenges may hinder our mission to transform souls and societies. When these challenges trump over our mission for the marginalized and the oppressed, our mission fails and justice does not prevail. Jesus knew that his disciples will face these challenges while proclaiming the good news and striving to care for the marginalized and the oppressed. In the gospel today, Jesus narrates the parable of the sower. It is a well-known parable. Traditionally, biblical scholars have interpreted the parable focusing on the different types of fields: the path, rocky grounds, thorny grounds, and the good soil. Others have contemplated the socio-economic underpinnings of the agrarian culture in first century Palestine. As a Palestinian, I recognize that my context impinges on me while reading the biblical text. As a Palestinian, I read the parable differently. Today, I will not focus on the seeds representing the Word of God. I'm sure we all have heard many sermons about that. I will not focus on the different fields representing the different types of people or places. I'll read the parable differently. I read in the parable the resilience of the farmer. A farmer went out to sow his seed. He knew that he'd face paths where the birds will eat the grain, He knew that some places have no soil, enough soil. He knew that the heat of the sun will kill some of the seeds, and he knew that the horns will choke the plants. However, neither the birds, nor the rocky places, nor the heat of the sun, nor the thorns that choked the plants prevented the farmer from going out and sowing his seeds. Imagine the farmer saying, since the birds will eat the grain, and since there will be no much soil, or since the plants will be scorched by the sun or choked by the thorns, I will not go sow the field. Well, we know farmers in general are known to be resilient. They anticipate challenges, yet they never retreat from the work they're doing. Well, like the sower in the parable, we all, Palestinians and non-Palestinians, we all encounter challenges while carrying out our mission. Challenges that might drain our hard work. Challenges that might be as hard as rocks. Challenges disturbing us as the heat of the sun, or choking us as the thorns of the field. Yet, we should not retreat from preaching God's good words and committing to Jesus' movement. As a Palestinian leader leaving and serving the church under military occupation, the birds, the rocks, the heat, and the thorns resemble many different forces that hamper the proclamation of the good news to the poor and hinder freedom for prisoners or sight to the blind and emancipation to the oppressed. Likewise, our friends and partners elsewhere in the world also may face different forces and challenges that threaten their advocacy and their work for justice and peace in the Holy Land. According to the parable, these challenges should not discourage us from proclaiming God's vision for God's world. We should anticipate that working for the kingdom is not a stressed work free. The parable of the sower reminds us that despite the different forces that threaten our mission for justice and peace, we should not be discouraged. And we should continue until we produce 30, 60, and 100. We should continue our mission to transform the world as it is into a world intended by God here in the States as well as there in the Holy Land. A world where the oppressed are set free and the marginalized are given full honor and recognition. A place where there is no one left behind and no community displaced. For all those who commit for the work of peace and justice, the parable of the sower imparts a message of resilience and of hope. May God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, empower you to remain resilient in your mission, to continue the good work that transforms souls and societies. Amen.